Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Georgia Wrestling Now, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network, where we bring you the latest news and information on the local wrestling scene in and around Georgia, as well as interviews with newsmakers. And now, the GWH Radio Network presents Georgia Wrestling Now.
Only a few days left before Christmas, but we're here on Georgia Wrestling Now. Welcome to the show. This is Jonathan Williams from WrestlingWithPopCulture.com, along with Marvelous Marco Polo. How are you doing tonight,
oh,
sir?
Ho, ho. Just us two, nobody else?
Well, Larry Goodman has just joined us as well. Georgia Wrestling History's own Larry Goodman.
Larry!
Ho fucking ho.
So how was everybody's weekend?
Mine was okay. I saw Larry Goodman at the Southern Fried Championship Wrestling Christmas Carnage event. And
how was
I saw that? Saw his report earlier today.
Very interesting.
It had its moments for sure. Definitely an improvement from the last time I saw them, which I think was their second or third show. It was the infamous wobbly ring show. So, there were some good matches. There were some not as good matches. But overall, I would say it was a pretty good event.
That's good.
Yeah, it had its moments, both good and bad. But, I want to touch on the fact that the awards ballots are out for the year. And I think it's a pretty good representation. I don't think Brian Slack gets enough credit for what he does for the website, because it sure ain't me doing the work. He's the one who does the work, and I think the idea of the ballots this year worked out pretty well. Actually, when people will see what's on there, I think it's pretty good.
All right, you want to shout them out now?
Well, the main thing I want to say is that we have the Wrestler of the Year nominee, one of them, on the show tonight, BJ Hancock.
Very cool.
Right.
And the other thing that jumps out, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
The other thing that jumps out at me is there's a possibility that the best show of the year won't even be on the ballot, because the Anarchy show this Saturday really shapes up really, really interesting. I mean, it could be a bomb. Who knows what's going to happen? But it could be fantastic, too.
Yeah.
That always ends up being a bit of an issue, because that's one of their big shows every year, and then the voting is usually already done by the time that show happens.
Yeah, I mean, there's really no way around it. It's just the way things fell this year.
But yes.
So could it be counted on the ballot for next year?
I guess that's up to Brian Slack.
Or we
could wait another week or two to do the ballots next year, so we get the full years of events.
Well, there is the possibility of write-ins, though, too, because that is an option. That's another way for it to win, is by write-in vote. So, that exists for all the categories, of course.
Very cool. Very cool.
So, yes, tonight's guest is the modern classic BJ Hancock, who is currently the Anarchy Wrestling Heavyweight Champion. I don't know if he will have any insight into the future of Anarchy after season's beatings. Have you heard anything, Larry?
Well, I've heard some things, but nothing.
Anything that can be announced?
Not really, no. Nothing that could be announced. There's definitely rumblings, and it definitely will be, whatever happens will be interesting, but no, nothing for public.
Cool.
All right. Well, we've got another caller from a 706 number. You're on Georgia Wrestling Now. Who's this?
I just don't feel, and I've heard from a lot of industry insiders today expressing the fact that they wanted to vote for me in the year-end awards, but being that I'm not even living in the state of Georgia, and I've also won the award many times prior, I've already told the powers that be and Larry G, I don't even want to be in the running. How can I be in the running and I'm living in California?
Don't sweat it.
And last but not least, I don't want your fucking award because it doesn't mean anything.
All right.
Don't
well,
sweat
Larry
it, Andrew,
Goodman, you know what? You know what Rich Tate could do with that award? In my eyes, he could take that award and shove it up his ass. Thanks, but no thanks.
All right. Well, Dan Masters, I assume that's who this is. I didn't catch your name
at
the beginning.
Furthermore, if there were ever a question of who it would be, there's only one voice like this. Furthermore, Larry, I read in your report that Rob Van Dam once held the Cordell City Championship. That's inaccurate. He is currently the Cordell City Champion. He never lost it, and he'll tell you that. You want to call him and let's find out how he feels about your report?
Sure.
Rob Van Dam is the current Cordell City Champion. Enough said.
All right. Anything else this evening, Mr. Masters?
Anything else? I'm asking you guys that. Anything else, Larry? You got to have questions for me. How rare is it to get an opportunity to talk to somebody of my talent and expertise and years of knowledge and time in?
So give us some scoop. You were at Paragon Pro. That's supposedly all hush-hush. What happened there?
It's top secret. Can't talk about it. what happened? We had a hell of a show. We did. We taped four weeks, or I should say we collectively did 4 weeks of television taping there in Las Vegas at the Texas Station Casino. I can take my hat off, personal feelings aside, professionally, Matt Stryker is, without a shadow of a doubt, a tool that could be utilized in any wrestling company in the ring or outside the ring. Whether you like his commentary, which he's going to do with Jim Ross on the big Japan pay-per-view coming up, or not. Just having him there and producing and being hands-on is a value that I couldn't put a price on. I don't know what anyone gets paid anywhere, but I can tell you that whatever he got, he deserves double, because without him being there, I don't think that thing would have gone off without a hitch like it did. That's not me kissing ass, because I could care less. I'm never going back there. But
of course not.
You know, I mean, hey, who needs that payday when you can sit on the patio in the LBC and watch the bikers bike by and grab a beverage from time to two?
Very cool.
Larry, you still on the wagon or what? Hey, can I say this? Yesterday, I don't know if you guys are in the loop or not. Looking at the website, you can't tell, that's for sure. But Adam Pearce, 20-plus years, probably one of my personal favorites inside the ring, outside the ring. Adam Pearce yesterday had his last professional wrestling match in a ring. He left his boots in the ring with Colt Cabana yesterday. And, you know, a lot can be said about payoffs and promoters and Larry likes to talk shit about David Marquez. He's my boss in that circle, and I wouldn't do that. But I wouldn't trade yesterday for anything in the world. Seeing Adam Pearce and Colt Cabana and Adam Pearce's retirement speech, if you don't see it on GWH, you'll see it on PW Insider because Mike Johnson's on top of things. You got to watch it. It's a must-see.
Goodness. Wow.
You hadn't seen it, huh? What have you been doing, sleeping all day? What time is it there?
I missed it. What time is it? Yeah.
Larry, did you even know Adam Pearce retired yesterday from in-ring competition?
Yes,
you did.
Yes, I was aware of this. Yes.
Good for you. I didn't see you post anything.
No,
yeah,
you got me there, Dan.
Yeah.
But I do love Adam Pearce and totally respect Adam Pearce.
So what's next for Adam Pearce, the scrap iron? What's next? Next.
Bigger and better things,
next,
I hope.
I guess you'd say.
Yeah. Wow.
Although I'm not sure he'll be in-ring there either.
Wow. Well, that's where he should be.
Television. Yeah, I agree. So that's that. What else is going on in Georgia? Did Vordell Walker get on the ballot?
No.
You know he lives there, right? I think you guys seem to forget that. Although
he
spends a lot of time outside of the state. I mean, he's in Louisiana right now. I know he wrestles in Texas and all these other places. But you know he lives in Georgia, right?
Yeah, Savannah, yeah.
Yeah, but you made the point.
He didn't make the ballot.
No, but the ballot is for people that actually wrestle here.
It's for people that wrestle in Georgia.
Yeah, right. So that's the thing. I mean, Bordeaux.
From Georgia from time to time.
From time to time.
Wow.
Marco, where did you wrestle this past weekend?
I wrestled at PCW.
If you can call that wrestling.
Got a hater. Did you, all right.
Did you make it to AWE?
No. But, I wanted
you're
to.
Off.
But when I got out of the ring.
Not very many other people made it out there either.
Yeah, when I got out of the ring, it was already 8 o'clock, and it's a 2-hour.
Not what you make, it's what you save, Larry.
Yeah. But from what I hear, Priscilla Kelly, who was one of the students here, she said it was a great show. So.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of good things about it. Who did you work at PCW?
Me and I worked, what's his name, Velvet Jones.
Paul Russell.
Yeah, so.
Wasn't that a rematch?
Walmart.
Yeah, it was a rematch.
You had a vendetta against him, didn't you? He hurt your leg or something last night?
Yeah, I came back a little too early. My knee wasn't ready for that, so. Yeah, so I came out a little swollen out of that match. So we'll see how what the chiropractor says before I get back in the ring again.
Dan, what do you know about tonight's guest, the modern classic BJ Hancock?
He's driving me nuts. I don't know anything. I've never heard of him before. I don't know who he is. You guys driving me nuts,
Dan.
talking about working. Folks work at Burger King and Walmart. Where'd you wrestle last weekend? Jesus Christ. No, I've never heard of the guy. What's he about? Did he work RPW or something?
That's just showing your ignorance. I mean, this guy's been in a lot of places, all the way up to Chicago for RISD.
If Bill Barron didn't post about him on his timeline, then I hadn't seen it.
Well, he's the Anarchy champion, so I would think Bill Barron's has posted something about him.
Maybe Bill deleted me. I don't know. I hadn't looked. I hadn't researched.
Well, Larry,
if you say I should research him, then I will.
I know he wrestles at WrestleForce. Where else did you say he does?
Yeah, I mean he's one of those few guys who'll get out there and drive, like going all the way to R-Pro in Chicago.
Well, good for him. That's good.
Yeah.
But as far as
you
Georgia goes,
Hancock,
he's
I thought
he was
related
right?
to Stacey Hancock or something.
But it is a legit point about Georgia is that basically he's anarchy.
Yeah.
Hey, if somebody buys Anarchy. They get those cameras. That's a hell of a deal.
Yeah.
Did you put in a bid, Dan?
I mean, if the cameras are included, nothing beats the quality of television they're putting out these days. Can you buy it with Bitcoin?
I don't know. Larry, do you know?
I have no clue.
No.
Hey, Larry, here's a scoop for you. Wow, Women of Wrestling is coming back in 2015.
Yeah, I believe that when I see it.
I'll forward you something there when I hang up here. Legit.
You just lost all your credibility, Dan.
Really? No, for real. I got something for you. I'll send it your way.
Oh, God,
hey, is
David McClain guarantees it, right?
2015 is going to be a big year for Wow.
Yeah.
Is Rich Tate on the line?
No, that's a ghost of Christmas past. I don't think we're going to find him tonight.
Charlie Smith is that. I thought you were dead, you know it.
That's funny.
Hey, well, I won't get into that. Sometimes I say too much on here, so I better back off. Enjoy your interview, guys, tonight. If you got any questions for me, shoot. If not, I'm out.
Okay.
All right. Well, good hearing from you.
Larry, you got anything?
Not at this point, no.
Nothing, huh? Since you're the only one on here that matters. All right, kids, talk to you.
Hilarious. 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 Love that guy. Okay.
So I watched Anarchy TV on their website. It looks like they are up to date. There may be one more show that hasn't aired before season's meetings, but the was the last show the one where Billy Buck won the number one contender match, Larry, or was there, has there been one since then?
I believe there was one subsequent to that, yes.
Okay.
But that's still more up to date than they usually are, so that's good.
Yeah, I was surprised. They've seems like they've put up two or three episodes just in the past week and a half.
But how did it look with one camera?
Well, it doesn't look any better than it ever has, but at least I was up to date a little bit on what's going on. And BJ Hancock actually did commentary on the most recent episode.
Cool. Hearing voices down here.
Welcome to the show, BJ Hancock. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing all right. We were just talking about the most recent episode of Anarchy Wrestling TV where you did commentary.
That was interesting.
Yeah, I was impressed. I hadn't heard you talk a whole lot before that. I mean, I'd seen you in the ring talk a little bit, but not to that quite that extent.
Hey, trying to learn all facets of the game, man. It was definitely a learning experience. Luckily, I had Brett up there to help me, but it was fun. So,
well, of course, the question on everyone's mind is, will season's beatings be the last Anarchy show? Do you have any insight to that question?
Unfortunately, I do not. All I can say is that I don't think it's going to be. I don't know anything for sure. I haven't been told anything concrete. I've heard rumors, but like I said, it doesn't feel like it's going to be the last show. It doesn't seem like we're going that way, but hey, if it is, we're going out with a bang, and if it's not, then it's just going to be business as usual. So, sorry, I wish I could tell you more.
But along those lines, if it did go out
that's
that
all
way,
right.
You would be wrestling in the final match in the building. If in the worst-case scenario, you would have the final match in the building.
Oh, trust me, I'm very, very much aware of that. That's if that was the case, that would
no
be a
pressure,
huge honor. Yeah, no pressure whatsoever. But no, if that was the case, that would really be a huge honor. I would, and it would just show how far I've come as work, as like in the past year and a half. And, you know, I feel like we could hopefully live up to the, like you said, pressure that would involve.
Mm-hmm. Cool. So, BJ, you're up for an year. You're up for an award this year. What does that mean to you? If you were,
it means a lot because I didn't even know I was up for any awards till Brett Wolverton texted me this morning and told me like which ones I had been nominated for, and just knowing all the talent that's in Georgia right now to even be nominated is amazing. Just to be recognized and be thought of on the same level as guys like, you know, Sean Timbers or even Billy Buck, even though I'm wrestling right now, just the connection he has with the crowd and guys that, you know, 2-3 years ago I wanted to be on the same level as, it feels nice that I'm on the same level as them now, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
We failed to mention earlier that BJ is also nominated for Best Male Performer, along with Best Wrestler. So, hell of a thing.
Very cool.
Very, very cool.
How long have you been wrestling?
I have been wrestling for, I've been wrestling for 10 years. I started training when I was 16, but
because I was still in high school and I was still wrestling in high school the first couple of years, I wasn't really getting regular bookings at that time, so I've been wrestling regularly for about 8 years.
Okay, cool. And where did you train and where did you get started at?
I trained with a company called ECCW, Extreme Coastal Championship Wrestling, in Lenoir, North Carolina. I started, when I was 16, was trained by a guy by the name of Abel Adams, same guy who trained Gunner, who's in TNA right now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it. And I was really lucky because I got trained right. I didn't just get thrown in there. I trained for probably 7-8 months before I had my first real match. And it was brutal training, but it was good training. Like, it wasn't just, well, get in there and do what you want to. It was, okay, we're going to do this over and over till you know what you're doing, till you know exactly how to do it, till, you know, today, obviously, sometimes guys get thrown in the ring. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know, they don't know the basics, but they can do a flip off the top rope. I wasn't trained like that, luckily, so.
Right.
Yeah, but like I said, started training there in Lenoir, and then luckily, my trainer had such a good reputation, I was able to, by just being somebody who was trained by him, it helped me branch out a little bit. And then after a few years, I started making a name for myself and branching out from there.
Cool. So where have you worked since you've been in the game 10 years or 8 years as your count?
Yeah. I've worked a lot of places. I've worked all through Western North Carolina, pretty much hit up almost every independent promotion there. I've worked for, so obviously I'm working for WrestleForce now, worked for Old School Championship Wrestling in Hanahan, South Carolina. I worked for, used to be CWA, which eventually morphed into PWX way back when it was first, putting its roots in the ground. Where else? There's a lot of places. I said I've worked in 10 states and, just like I said, numerous promotions. Anarchy, obviously, but...
So what's your goal?
Sorry,
what's your goal? Somebody was saying something. I was going to ask what's your goal, but I think somebody else was trying to chime into it.
Oh, no. My goal...
Go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say, my goal is obviously to get a contract, work for WWE, make a living doing this. And it's one of those things where, honestly, I wasted a lot of time I probably shouldn't have. And, for guys, it takes time for it to click.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd say, honestly, about 3 years ago was when it clicked for me, and ever since then, I've done everything possible to work toward the goal. So, like I said, it's one of those things, like, you see other guys that getting opportunities, and you want that. You want those opportunities, so.
Yeah.
That's it.
Larry, I think you had a question, too.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry, I think Larry had a question, but I didn't know you were still going, so continue.
No, you're fine. What's the question? No, go ahead.
When I watch you, BJ, I feel like you're channeling, like, old school people. Which I don't get that feeling from a lot of indie wrestlers. Who are those people in your mind that are really from way back that have influenced you?
I watch a lot. I've actually watched a lot of, obviously, usual that I think anybody who watches old school wrestling watches, from the 80s, Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, guys like that. But I've also, I love watching Terry Funk. I love watching, trying to think. There's more. I know I'm missing them. I don't know. Like I said, I watch everything. I watch everything from Rick Rude to, like I said, Tully Blanchard, Terry Funk, Michael Hayes, the Freebirds. I know I'm missing somebody really important, but I can't think of it right now.
Was there anybody in particular that inspired you to get into wrestling?
Yes. See, the first thing I saw ever wrestling related was a Slim Jim commercial with Macho Man in it. And I remember thinking, like, all these bright colors, this guy looks crazy. What's this all about? But my first favorite wrestler, and my favorite wrestler to this day, has always been Owen Hart. I just remember he was one of the first wrestlers I saw, and just, you know, all the athletic stuff he was doing was just so, it caught my attention right away. And from the first time I saw him up until his death, and even now going back and watching it, Owen Hart's always been my favorite wrestler.
Very cool.
How did you get into Anarchy, and when did you start wrestling there?
Okay, I've had two runs with Anarchy. The first run, I obviously anybody who's worked in, you know, our area and like the Georgia, Carolina area knows about Anarchy. Knows if you want to get anywhere or you want to get good connections, that's where you need to go. And
right.
At the time, from where I was, had been trained under Abel, I was really good friends with Gunner, with Dash Wilder, and they were going down there every weekend. So I just talked to them and asked if I could come down, you know, just ride down with them, try to get my foot in the door, you know, meet with Bill, meet with Jerry Palmer at the time was the owner, and just, you know, try to do whatever I can to get on the shows. So I came down for a few shows, did some, like, you know, security spots, stuff like that, and then eventually they started working me into the shows. So, and my first run, I was, I want to say the best way to describe it is I didn't really know, I hadn't identified what I wanted to be yet. I was just, you know, the white meat good guy. Hey, guys, everybody cheer for me. Yay, I'm so happy to be here. And yeah, so my first run wasn't exactly successful, although I did win the Young Lions title and immediately get booed out of the building because I beat Adrian Hawkins.
How long ago was that?
That was, I want to say, 2009, 2010 maybe. Maybe even as early as 08, but I'm thinking 09 or 010. Or sorry, or 10, not 010. Nah.
Yeah, well, I mean, clearly there's no comparison between run number one and run number two for you at Anarchy. They're night and day. But can you identify any, like, moments where, like, the light bulb went off where something really changed for you?
Honestly, I think, you know, they always talk about, you know, always have a positive attitude. But, you know, sometimes I feel like having a chip on your shoulder is a good thing. And I think once I got the chance to, in the second run, switch my character Anarchy, you know, get that more angry persona, which, and a lot of that was real frustration with the fact that, you know, I felt like I could do a lot more and I wasn't doing anything. So I think just given that opportunity to use that aggression and just tapping into using real emotions that I felt really what turned it around for me there. So that probably happened around, I guess, the end of last year or middle of last year, right after Hostile Environment last year, I'd say. So about a year and a half ago.
Well, something definitely happened where you, like, moved into another gear that I certainly never saw before. It was, like, really something to witness.
You know, like I said, it was just one of those things where I think I just tapped into something that was real and ran with it. Like I said, I had real, I don't want to say anger because it wasn't anger, but I had real frustration with, I guess, where I had been, where I felt I should be, and the fact that I wasn't there. So I just had to tap into it and use that, and luckily enough, I was able to.
How much do you think being part of a stable has affected things for you? Because obviously it's been since you joined that group that you had your most success, I think you'd say, right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that, especially Rachel, because I think putting Rachel with me gave me, first of all, just instant credibility, because up until then, she had been with, for the most part, main event guys. Like, she had been part of that, you know, the whole Jerry Palmer versus Franklin Dove storyline. She had been part of these big things in anarchy. So I think putting her with me and putting me as, you know, the main guy in that group instantly gave me credibility in the eyes of the fans and everybody else. And it also helped to have, I said, in the sense of my companions, having Jillian Lars there, I think as far as from a character standpoint, they helped me in the sense that they each filled a role. I had Lars to be the big guy to hide behind, to be the, you know, to be the muscle of the group, to where, you know, if I'm getting beat up, I can tag him in and he can just go kill somebody. And then I had Joey to be the, I don't want to say sacrificial lamb, but he's the, when somebody needs to get beat up, it's going to be Joey first, then me.
No, I think you really put it very well.
Love Joey to death, but...
But how many times have you and Billy Buck wrestled previously?
I'd say this coming Saturday would be our time wrestling third singles match, or four singles match. Actually, so it'd be sixth time wrestling, four singles match. So we've actually, even though we've been doing this for about 6 months, we've not really wrestled that much because, obviously, unfortunately, he got hurt and when we were supposed to have our first match for the title, and then ever since then, it's the story has been him chasing the title and me not wanting to give him an opportunity or a quote unquote fair opportunity. So, but every time,
I mean, you haven't, right? You have not wanted. You've completely avoided giving him a fair opportunity every chance you got.
Well. Yeah, that's true, but like I said, it's one of those things where the few times I have gotten in the ring with him, whether it was at Fright Night in the cage where, or, you know, just in tag matches, it's always been good. It's always so much fun because the crowd is so behind him there. So that's why I'm looking forward to this Saturday so much, just because the crowd, he's such a perfect baby face, and it's so much fun to wrestle him just because of that. So, but like I said, it's going to come to a head this Saturday. He'll finally get his one-on-one singles matches, which is why I'm hoping the crowd will show up and enjoy the show, because it should be a good one.
Well, I think not only the card itself, but just the fact that it could be the last Anarchy event kind of guarantees that there will be a crowd there.
Exactly.
But,
exactly. And even if it isn't the last quote-unquote Anarchy show, it's going to be the last show in its current, you know, I guess, I don't know what word to use here, in its current form, the way it currently is.
Right.
Obviously, if there is a new owner, there's things that are going to change. So
yeah, yeah.
It's going to be the end of a chapter.
You mentioned earlier that ultimately your goal is to make it to WWE and make a living. But Larry was talking about how you travel, and you mentioned it as well. You've wrestled in 10 states, and Larry said you traveled all the way to Chicago, and of course you wrestle throughout the Southeast. How close are you to making a living as an indie wrestler, given that you know, you're the top guy at arguably the top promotion in Georgia, and you wrestle for WrestleForce, has a great reputation, and all these other big companies?
Not as close as I'd like to be, but I'm working on it. I'm close with, best way I can put it is, I judge my success in wrestling by where I am compared to a year before, or the year before, and I am 20 times closer than I was this time last year. So I can't really, you know, say I'm this far away, but I'm definitely a lot closer than I was at this time last year.
So what will it take to put you over the top to get you there, in your opinion? What is it you really got to work on to get there?
And the second thing, said stuff I'm already working on, like I said, my speaking ability, my look, stuff like that. And nowadays, you got to have something different. And I try to be different, but sometimes you have to have that little bit of a hook that gets you noticed. And then a lot of it's opportunity, a lot of it's luck, and then a lot of it's just branching out, which is what I'm going to try to work on this coming year. If you can't get noticed if you don't work, you know, different places, bigger shows, and I said, work Anarchy, which is, you know, that's, I've got numerous connections through Anarchy, but I definitely want to start working more up north, like I said, I've been to Chicago a few times, so I definitely want to start working up that way more, just to try to get, you know, different people, have different people have eyes on me.
Do you have any plans
either
to...
of...
Go ahead.
Sorry, what was that?
No, any other specific places that you plan to be in 2015 that you can mention?
Not that I can mention. I got some good stuff coming up, but I hate when guys do the whole big stuff coming up, but they don't say anything and it never happens. I have some stuff coming up. I can't announce it yet, so... But I do have some stuff coming up, and I've got some plans for the year to try to branch out. Like I said, try to do some seminars, some tryouts, stuff like that. Work for some bigger companies, you know. Just like I said, just try to get my name out there.
Do you have any interest in wrestling anywhere else in Georgia?
Absolutely. So I've heard good things about several promotions in Georgia. I know Rachel's told me a lot about PCW down in Platinum, which I'd love to work there. I'd love to work at I wrestled for Peach State a long time ago. I'd love to go back down there because it was fun when I worked down there, and anywhere else in Georgia. I'm not against wrestling anywhere. So.
Is there any reason you haven't already gotten out to other promotions in Georgia?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Is there any reason why you haven't already wrestled elsewhere in Georgia?
Well, I think part of it's honestly the fact that I'm not local to Georgia. I live in North Carolina, so it's a much longer drive for me to get there. So it's, from a financial standpoint, you know, I'm not one of those, you can't just throw me a, you know, $10 bill and say there you go, because if it's not going to cover my gas and everything else, get down there.
Right.
I think that's a lot of it, and a lot of it's just, you know, opportunity. I haven't had the opportunity to. Like I said, I love to work in different promotions. Just a matter of, you know, working into their schedule, working into my schedule.
Yeah. Well, PCW is wide open, ready for you. Come on down.
Larry, you were about to ask another question?
Well, I was just being a Chicago, and I'm always curious about Chicago things, your experience with our pro. And in part two, what do you think it means as far as Billy Corgan not being involved?
I enjoyed my experience up there. Like I said, the Jock Baron was great to me. Like I said, I really have no complaints whatsoever about the promotion or how I was treated up there. It was first-class people, first-class show, and just, like I said, everybody was just so nice and supportive. As far as Billy Corgan not being there, I was not familiar enough with how that whole dynamic worked. Like I said, I don't know how much or how little he was involved in the overall picture to really know, you know, how that affects it if he's not there. But, I mean, it definitely, as far as I would think from a notoriety standpoint, you're taking a hit if he's not involved with him, with you anymore. But as far as the overall structure of the promotion, I don't know how it would affect it one way or another.
Any plans to go back there?
Maybe, possibly. Like I said, I'm always open to go back there. Like I've said, I've had a few talks with the promoters up there, but it's just always been where it hasn't worked out on one end or another. Like, don't want me up there for a show, but I'm already, you know, have a booking somewhere else and I can't do it, or I'll be available for the show, but they don't have a spot, you know. A lot of times in wrestling, it's a scheduling issue, so.
Curious, where in North Carolina are you based out of?
I am based out of Lenore, North Carolina, which is...
Oh, yeah.
If you... Yeah, about in the foothills in between Boone and Hickory. Yeah. So, roughly about four and a half hours from Cornelia.
Aside from WrestleForce, where do you wrestle regularly right now?
Right now, I wrestle, obviously, for Anarchy. I wrestle for Old School Championship Wrestling in Hanahan. There, WrestleForce. And then, besides those, it's just mainly I wrestle for Three Count Pro Wrestling, which runs in the Greenville area. Wrestle for... I did a show in Gaffney, South Carolina a few weeks ago, but really it's just, those are the main ones, and everywhere else it's just, you know, a show here, show there, whatever, you know, I can fit it in.
Do you have any other matches upcoming in any of those promotions in the next few weeks?
Well, like I said, this Sunday I'm wrestling for WrestleForce in Casey, South Carolina, which is right outside Columbia. I will be wrestling Zane Riley, and I will also be in a battle royal for a number one contendership, which is featuring Moose from Ring of Honor, the former NFL player. So I'm going to do my best to avoid him during that battle royal because I met him in the last show. He's very large, and I'm not quite that big yet, so... But I said, that's going to be a great show. First match, the opening match is going to be John Skyler versus Cedric Alexander. So that should say all you need to know about it.
Right.
That's going to be an amazing show. And that's Sunday. And then, so I'm off the league after that. And then hopefully, Anarchy will be starting back up in January, knock on wood. But also at OSCW in their net show, which I'm sorry I don't have the date right now for it, but I will be wrestling John Skyler in a no disqualification match. So those are the big ones coming up, and everything else is just, you know, filling in here and there, and I don't have my plan. I apologize, I don't have my planner in front of me. I should, but those are the main ones I can think of off the top of my head. Also want to point out that NCW National Championship Wrestling is running a show on New Year's Day in Greenville, South Carolina, which if you just go on Facebook and search NCW New Year's Bash, you'll be able to find the information for it. I said that's a really good friend of mine is running that by the name of Bryce Anthony, so that's definitely a show if you're in the area you need to check out. And WrestleForce, if you're in the area, you need to check that one out too, because that's going to be an amazing show.
Did you say you're part of the NCW show, or you just wanted to let people know about it?
I will be.
Okay. You mentioned that you're wrestling John Skyler. Have you ever wrestled him before?
Plenty of times.
Yeah, I figured.
Me and John have kind of, even though he started after me, we kind of came up at the same time, and we wrestled everywhere from Action Bats Wrestling in Chester, South Carolina, to CWA in Orangeburg, to WrestleForce. to FWA and Forfeit. We've, John and I have probably wrestled each other, I'd say at least 30 or 40 times in the past 5 years.
If we could talk North Carolina a little more, what about Caleb Conley? What are your thoughts on him and your past encounters with him?
I've always gotten along with Caleb. I worked him a few times when I was very young, like 19, 20. I said we were both very young, but said Caleb's always been cool to me, and he's as far as from a working standpoint, I love watching him work. He's different. He's got a very different out there personality that works really well, and it's something different than the usual, you know, typical thing you see on the indies now. So I like Caleb.
And how about Cedric? What are your thoughts on him?
Cedric is on my bucket list of people I want to work. Cedric is just, yeah, Cedric's amazing in the ring. I keep hoping I'll get to work him at WrestleForce eventually, but just from a solid wrestling standpoint, I think he's one of the best, not only in this area, but in the nation. He's so good. I can't say that enough.
I certainly couldn't argue with that. And as far as, like, for Georgia fans, who might not be on their radar who's a really good North Carolina talent?
Oh. So there's plenty of guys. I mean, this wouldn't be cheating because he's one of my best friends, but a guy by the name of Derek Rice, who he's only worked for Anarchy once, but as far as just being naturally gifted with wrestling and just somebody who tries, but, you know, doesn't have to. It just comes so naturally to him. A guy by the name of Derek Rice, who actually just came back from ACL surgery, he would be one that I'd say, once he gets back up and going, everybody needs to watch out for.
Cool.
Marco, you got anything?
No, I'm actually in the ring. No, I got you. I'm listening. I just got y'all on mute. I'm in the ring. I'm trying not to make any noise, so I'm just listening to what he's saying.
So, wow, training and doing a radio show at the same time. How do you like that?
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's impressive.
So, yeah, like I said, man, come on down to PCW. We're ready for you.
Absolutely, I'd love to.
Yeah. So, you've only, like, as far as Georgia goes, you only work, like, Anarchy and a few other places, like, here and there. So you don't really even know too many other Georgia guys, except for the people who come through Anarchy, right?
Pretty much, unless I've ran into other promotions, yeah. I mean, mostly it's just the... it's just the Anarchy guys. Like I said, I used to work for Jeremy Vane and Royston. I used to work way back long, long time ago when NFWA was running. I used to work there.
Okay.
But since I know a few of the guys, but for the most part, it's mainly the Anarchy guys I know.
Gotcha. All right, yeah. So it's the whole slew of us that you can come on down, get to know, make some connections with.
Well, that's pretty nice. That's a pretty nice haul from Lenora down to Georgia, just to get to Cornelia.
Well, see, I cheat. Brent Wolverton lives in Greenville, South Carolina.
So
I usually drive 2 hours down there and then park my car and make him drive the rest of the way in his car.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, so said I've seen a little bit.
Have you ventured much into Tennessee?
No, I have not. I would love to venture into Tennessee because that's one of those places that I always hear stuff about, and I've just never had the opportunity to go, whether it's, you know, just not knowing who the contacts are, just different stuff. I'd love to go into Tennessee. I've only worked there twice my entire career.
Wow, it seems like your style would be a perfect fit for some of the indies up there.
I'd love to go up there. Over there, yeah, over there.
Is there anybody in particular at Anarchy that you haven't had matches with, or maybe not a lot of matches with, that you'd like to face? You know, assuming Seasons Beatings is not the last event, And if you come out as champion, is there anyone you'd like to defend that title against again?
There's several. From guys I've never worked in a singles match, I'd love to work Ace Rockwell if he ever comes back down there. I would love to work Ace. I've always wanted to work Ace. Somebody else is Sean Timbers. Love Sean Timbers. Always wanted to work him. Said Michael Judas would be another one. And then even though I've wrestled him once there, I'd love to wrestle Corey Hollis about 20, 25 more times. Just because it was so much fun. But those would be the main ones. And like I said, there's just so many guys on there I'd love to work. I just haven't had the opportunity yet, but I'm hoping I will soon. But I said, the main one that I would probably want to work is Ace, just because he's been one of the top guys there, been around the entire time I've been there. So I'd love, that'd just be, I feel like it'd be a good match, and it'd be a good test for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, any of those guys that you mentioned, I'd love to see those matches. I hope some of them get to happen.
Yeah, so Todd Sexton, Bill Barry, if you're listening, you can write that down.
All right, well, we only got a few minutes left. Is there anything about your match in particular? You know, you talked about how many times you faced Billy Buck and how much fun it is, but this one is possibly the most important match you've had against him, given everything going on with Anarchy and the fact that it's a title match and it's the last show of the year and one of the bigger shows. So what are your thoughts going into this match?
My thoughts are that both Billy and I have to go into this feeling like we need to prove something, because like I know Larry's mentioned it in the report and it's been brought up, even though I've been heavyweight champion, me and Billy have been feuding, we've never really been in the main event marquee match, so to speak. And now, here we are, what's possibly the last show, and me and Billy are pretty much the top draw in the show, the main match, the main event. So I feel like we need to live up to, like I said, the pressure, I feel like we need to live up to what I feel like we should be able to do. I feel like we should be able to go out there, put on an amazing show, have an amazing match, send the fans home happy or mad, you know, depending on who wins. But above all else, make sure everybody gets their money's worth.
And, of course, you will not have Miss Rachel in your corner. She's barred from the building.
Unfortunately. Which,
how do you think that will affect things for you and for the other guys that are part of her group?
I don't care about them. I just care about me.
Okay.
But no, I think it's definitely going to be, it's going to be a different dynamic. There's, on the one hand, it's, I have to prove that, you know, I have to prove how good I can be without her out there. I have to prove I can, you know, do what I do, get the same reaction, have the same type of match without having her out there in my corner. And on the other side, Billy Buck has to do the same thing. He has to prove that, you know, he is everything he says he is. He deserves to be in that spot. And in the eyes of the fans and in the eyes of, you know, the viewers, if anybody watches on the show, he has no excuses now. He needs to beat me. Because if she's not there and, you know, it's just one-on-one, that's what he's wanted, and that's how he wants it, that's how it needs to be, and we'll just see what happens.
All right. Well, Larry, Marco, you guys got anything else?
Yep, I'm good.
I think we've pretty well covered the territory.
Yeah.
I would agree. So, yeah, that is Saturday night. What time does it start?
It's bell time at 8 o'clock. Doors open at, I believe, 7:45.
All right.
Don't call me on that, though.
That is correct, and I believe $15 ticket prices are in effect for the big show.
Yes, big show prices are in effect. But you will get your money's worth, I can promise you.
Yep, I believe so.
All right, well, we appreciate you calling.
I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys.
Absolutely, and we will see you on Saturday.
All right, thank you very much. Y'all have a good night.
You too. Larry, any other? I know Alternative Pro Wrestling also has their big event on Friday where Strychnine is in a taser match with Lobo or Bolo, something like that. I forget his
Bolo.
Name.
Bolo. That would be Bolo, yes. Yes.
Right. Are you going to that?
No, I will not get back to Atlanta until Saturday. I'm going to be in Chicago with my family for the Christmas holiday, but I'm going to get back to get out to Anarchy Saturday night, so I will not be there at Royston, no.
All right, and looks like Deep Southern Championship Wrestling is also running on Saturday in Blue Ridge. And that is just about it. Oh, at Peach State, of course, in Carrollton.
Peach State, that's going to be a good show, too. Yeah. I'm sorry, I can't be in two places at once Saturday night because that's going to be good, too. As will, I believe, Global, crossing over to Alabama, the Global show also will be good. So we've got several big shows that night on the 27th.
Right. Marco, are you wrestling anywhere this weekend?
Must be training.
I think we lost Marco, but... I don't think
if I could mention before we cut off, you know, if you didn't get a ballot,
I'm still here. We're just bumping loud as shit. So sorry.
Are you wrestling anywhere this weekend? Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, if you didn't get a ballot and you are part of the Georgia wrestling community, it's posted on the website. But if you didn't see it for any reason, BrianSlackGWH@yahoo.com. is the contact for a ballot for the awards for this year. And again, it is up on the website. He's got a post up there.
All right. Well, next week, again, another slow week in Georgia wrestling because of the holidays, but there are a couple of shows happening on January 3rd, one of which the Jagged Edge will be a part of, and he will be next week's guest here on Georgia Wrestling Now as well. As Larry Goodman reported, he is now the number one contender for the SFCW Heavyweight Championship, which is now held by AJ Steele. But I don't know when he's cashing that in, but that will come up next week when we talk to him. I'm kind of surprised we didn't hear from him tonight. He likes to do drive-bys.
Yeah, that match is not likely to take place until February, according to what the promoter said Saturday night, but that should be
right.
An interesting one, too.
Yeah. All right. Well, I hope everyone has a great Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate. Anything else, Larry, before we go?
No, I was curious. Did you hear anything about Porterdale on with Rachel and Quasi?
It was great. I was here. I saw it.
Can you elaborate?
Quasi got put in the casket. Rachel DDT'd him inside the coffin, and then the whole crowd joined in and wrapping up the coffin like it was a present. So.
Nice.
Yeah. Crowd loved
it. Who got to unwrap that present? Who got to unwrap the present?
The owners. We left them there for a little while. The biggest pop was Brian Kane hit Rachel with a big ass candy cane and it exploded. It was insane.
An exploding candy cane?
Yeah. I don't think they meant for it to explode, but she got a nice little welt on her back because she's nursing because of that. So, yeah.
Wow.
All right, guys. I'm going to get back down to training. Happy Festivus to everybody.
Same to you, sir. Same to you.
All right. Peace.
All right. We'll be back next Monday with the Jagged Edge.
We thank you for listening to this broadcast, a production brought to you by the GWH Radio Network. Stay tuned to GeorgiaWrestlingHistory.com for the latest information on upcoming events and more. As always, we thank you for your continued support.